Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night skies are clear across most of Israel, offering a warm evening. In Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, conditions are pleasant with light breezes, perfect for a stroll. Haifa is experiencing similar weather, making for a calm night. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. Army declares that Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis are completely cut off from Iran, according to Admiral Brad Cooper's testimony in the Senate. That's from Walla earlier today. Also from Maariv in the past hour, a community in northern Israel claims they are neglected despite ongoing rocket attacks, highlighting their loss of tax benefits. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports on Prime Minister Netanyahu's missteps, pointing to a decline in U.S. staff support due to his leadership. Separately, a report from Forward earlier details protests overshadowing the art at the Venice Biennale, with tensions focusing on Israel and Russia. And finally, Axios reports previously that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a proposal sensitive for Netanyahu, but one that might aid in peace talks with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News English, an international broadcaster, posted just minutes ago that Hezbollah launched 6 rockets at northern Israel, with 3 intercepted. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, wrote about Harut Takele, an Ethiopian Israeli who played a pivotal role in the escape of Ethiopian Jews to Israel, highlighting the community's historic journey. Open source intel noted just now that 6 rockets were launched from Lebanon, with 3 landing in open areas. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S. Army's declaration. Admiral Brad Cooper of the U.S. Central Command stated that Iran's support for Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis has been severed. His testimony to the Senate suggests a significant shift in regional dynamics. The implication is a potential weakening of these groups' capabilities, affecting their influence. Turning to the situation in northern Israel, residents there feel abandoned as they face continued rocket fire. Maariv reports their frustration over losing tax benefits, exacerbating their vulnerability. The government's response could impact trust and stability in these border communities. Meanwhile, Netanyahu faces criticism from both Democrats and Republicans in the U.S., as detailed by the Jerusalem Post. His leadership is seen as a cause for eroding support. This could strain Israel's diplomatic ties and affect future collaborations. In Venice, the focus shifted from art to political protests, according to Forward. Israeli artist Belu Simeon Feinaru's work was overshadowed by tensions relating to Israel and Russia. This reflects the broader political climate affecting cultural exchanges. Finally, the proposed ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon by Trump, reported by Axios, is politically delicate for Israel. While it offers a pause in hostilities, its success hinges on diplomatic negotiations with Iran. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israeli restaurateurs moving to Greece face a challenging environment despite a wave of relocations. The cautious approach reflects the complexities of establishing businesses abroad. Separately, Maariv Business highlights the shekel's strength and its impact on Israeli exporters. The Bank of Israel might intervene as the dollar stabilizes around a concerning rate. And finally, Walla Business reveals a report by Netanyahu Engelman criticizing Israeli leadership for ignoring weapon shortages. This raises questions about military readiness and resource management. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.